Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School in La Mirada, and we're glad you've joined us here at Solid Ground. And this week, Pastor Brian is taking us through a verse-by-verse look at the book of Joshua, chapter 1. And Pastor Brian picks up where he left off yesterday, speaking about how the Christian life is similar to what Joshua experienced, battle after battle after battle. Our life is under constant attack by the enemy, and that we need to step out in faith, trusting the Lord, and moving out and taking the land and reaching out for the promise of God. So now let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel, La Mirada.
That is what God's desire is. That's what He's put in my heart, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, that you'd be well taught, you would know what you're called to do, you'd know how to do it, you'd also be well taught in doctrine, so you're not tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but also we'd come into the fullness of what God's wanting to do among us. And that's to make us like His Son, Jesus Christ, to conform us. And that's a process that takes place. So there's a group of people in the Old Testament that didn't want to move past Egypt. They experienced the deliverance out of the bondage. The taskmasters were brought into the wilderness, and they were able to see the land through the spies, and the majority said, hey, it's too hard, it's too difficult, let's go back. And God allowed that generation to die off. And now with Joshua, there's a whole new generation. He says, bring this entire people over into the land of the fullness of the promises that I have for them. And my heart's burdened when people just want to stop there at the border of the promised land, or move in a little bit, kind of move in and move out and move in and move out. They don't come into that life that's set apart completely over the things of God. They're not experiencing the victory and the power that's in Jesus Christ, because they won't avail themselves of the resources that God provides through the body of Christ. Satisfied with going to church on their time schedule. That's not going to happen. It's not going to take place. At the same time, I'm not going to allow that to take place or allow that to be a mentality that's acceptable. I'm going to challenge that and provoke that. And we're going to provide everything that we possibly can to see you equipped to do what God's called you to do. I was reading Alan Redpath's commentary on the book of Joshua called Victorious Christian Living, and he comments on this point here. He puts it this way. He says, yet, is it not true that the majority of Christians come far short? Are content with living a wilderness experience, that is, justification, but not enjoying the possession of all the inheritance in Christ. Are you in the wilderness of defeats or in the land of victory? Is your life a constant struggle against the powers of darkness with constant defeat, or is it a victorious war waged in the power of the risen Lord? And you need to ask yourself, where are you at? Are you there in the wilderness that's getting beat up and pummeled because you're not availing yourselves to the power of the resurrection power that God has given to us in the presence of the Holy Spirit? He's not talking some perfection. He knows there's battles. He knows we're going to have defeats. But what characterizes your life? If God, the third person of the Holy Spirit, third person of the Trinity, dwells in us, something should be happening. We studied through Romans chapter 6, and it says that power of sin has been broken over our life. We are no longer slaves of sin. But some people just want forgiveness and say, well, I'm on my way to heaven. They're settled with that. The book of Joshua says, go in and possess all that God has for you. And it's going to require faith, and it's going to require a battle. Same with our life in Jesus Christ. God, I know the Lord has more for my life than where I stand here today. In my own personal life, in my family, in my marriage, in the ministry. I don't want to stop. I want to continue to progress from glory to glory, because there's a lot more work that the Lord needs to do to conform me into His image and to His likeness. You could ask my wife, and she could tell you amen to that. And then I'll ask your wife the same question. Make it fair. But my heart burdens when people settle for second best. They don't come into the fullness and the power that God has. They don't press into it. And it's a difficult process. And that's the difference between people sitting in this congregation under the same ministry, the people that are growing and progressing, and those that aren't. You have to press into that and say, Lord, I hunger, I seek, I knock, I ask, I want to come into all that you have for my life. I can't put that in your heart. I could direct you towards that and be a leader like Joshua. So here we go. Here's the battles we're going to fight. Here's how we win these battles. But you have to have the heart after the things of God. And you know what? You need to maintain and cultivate that heart. Because what is here today doesn't mean that zeal, that desire is going to be there next week or next month. I want to keep my heart fresh and tender towards the things of the Lord, so he can continue to use and bring blessing to my life. And my desire is for this entire congregation to come in the fullness, as well as my own life, of all the things that God has for us, not to fall short of that. So he is desiring to bring the blessing to this entire body here called Calvary Chapel La Mirada, as well as his church around the world. Let's go back to the book of Joshua. Now, this third point from verse 3 is that God's blessing involves both faith and conflict, where he says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Isn't that interesting? If you would mark in your Bible, if you're taking notes, you could write down Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 22 through 24, I believe. The same promise exactly was made to Moses, that everywhere he put the sole of his foot, that territory was given to him. And also that God would drive out his enemies before him, but yet that generation didn't come into that promise, did they? Neither did Moses. So here's promises that are made that aren't coming to pass, because they are conditional. It requires faith and battle to come into some of these promises and blessings. They're not just automatic. Now, as you read verse 3, think of your Joshua, and he says, everywhere you put the sole of your foot, I've given that land to you. Now, the way I would take that, we just need to show up, walk through the land, and it's ours. But is that the way it happened? Not on your life. There are people in the lands. There were walled cities that they had to defeat. And this was not a military group of people. They were slaves. They didn't know how to fight. They didn't know how to serve. That was about it. Their trust and confidence needed to be in the power of God. For example, let's say you're trying to buy your first home. And the Lord comes to you and says, I have a home for you. I'm going to give it to you. And he gives you the title deed to that house. You would say, great, I just show up, we move in, everything's going to be great. And you go and you look up that house, it's right in the perfect neighborhood. Everything that you wanted in that house is there. It's a house flowing with milk and honey and just blessings galore. But yet, when you drive up, the lights are on and there's a family in there. They're watching TV, eating your food, sitting on your furniture, and they're entrenched there with machine guns and they're ready to battle because that's their home, they believe. And that home's been in their family for generation after generation. And who do you think you are to come in, take this home from us? But God gave it to you. And you have the title deed. And that's what the Bible says faith is, the substance of things hoped for. That word substance can be translated title deed. So faith, God gives it to you, but then it's not just given to you. There's always opposition to it, isn't it? Isn't there? And that's what Joshua's going to face. Now, usually when God speaks and says, I'm going to give this to you, we rejoice and, all right, it's there tomorrow. But we've learned there's going to be a battle, there's going to be conflicts, and it's going to require me to walk by faith. Now, turn with me. I found this passage this week in Exodus chapter 23, a very interesting passage in the way that God gives us things that he's promised to us. Exodus chapter 23. Look at verse 29 and 30, and this, again, was way back. God said this to Moses. He says, I will not, Exodus 23, verse 29, this is an important passage, I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. So God's plan was never for Joshua or even Moses to show up and say, the whole land is yours. So I'm going to drive them out little by little. And haven't you found that to be your Christian experience as well? It's not as if God just dumps all these blessings upon your life and you have too many of them to think about. It's like they come little by little, don't they? Now, why is that? Well, if they all came all at once, I believe that we would think that we had something to do with that. There'd be some self-dependence and self-glory, but if we have to get these blessings little by little, by praying, by fasting, by being involved in spiritual warfare, and we see God's hand work and move in a powerful way, our dependence.